what should we do this summer?
Yeah, so we ended up having a threesome. What the hell? Which is crazy.
But he was our DD, right? Tell me why all of a sudden, you know, a hoochie-ass dress at that. Get down at the Dollar General. I'm so excited.
What are you excited about?
Mando gave me the green light to decorate the
to
backdrop,
waste money.
You guys. Yeah, literally. What is up? Literally. Did he scoot this way también?
Yeah, I did.
Sorry, guys. We had to rearrange the podcast a little bit. Well, rearrange? No. Bring everything back to how it was from the last podcast.
It's been
podcast.
A while since me and you sit down on the podcast.
Yeah, for
me
real.
And you.
Like, here at home. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's been forever.
Let me think. One of the last podcasts I recorded before the ones we recorded before the other one we recorded was with your mom. And that, even before that.
Oh, in May.
In May, yeah. So it's been at least a whole month.
Dang. I mean, we were here obviously last week, but we had a guest. Mm-hmm. Shout outs to DJ Moyo and Diana. Or what was your name?
Danielle.
I was close. Shout outs to them for coming and shedding light on what's happening at the moment. And if you don't know, check out that podcast. We talk about everything that is going on in Florida at the moment. Everything you see trending and viral on TikTok that talks about Florida. We answer those questions right there. But moving on.
Yeah, shout out to everyone that showed love on everything that we're doing with the slime giveaway that we finally did, that and everything. But I do want to tell you that this is the first podcast that is edited AI. Pretty much, this is the first podcast that gets edited via AI. Pretty much, all I have to do is put it into the software and it chops it up for me.
I don't trust it.
I hope it works because that would save me so much time.
Yeah, I hope it works for you.
Let me tell you how this goes down.
I'd probably even start a podcast myself without you at this point of view.
How this goes down. We record for like a full hour, right, with breaks and everything.
Yeah.
And then I go onto my laptop. I load all the content up for like an hour because it takes time to load, right?
Yeah.
And then I have to chop everything up, put it in order, make sure everything is synced.
It's
and
a lot,
then
you guys.
I got to edit and make sure all the angles are together. Un pinche desmadre. So that's where it takes
shout
the
out
most
to you,
time.
Babe.
That's
shout
where it
out.
Takes the most time where I have to like switch angles when you're talking or when I'm talking. I have like quick keys, but it's not hard, but it's just time consuming. So now with this new AI software, hopefully it works. I'm going to put a description right here if it doesn't, because if it doesn't work, I want to take all the credit. All right. What's up, babe?
Like I was saying, high five to you, babe.
Let's freaking go.
Babe, I mean. The reason why is because, like, bro, we wouldn't be where we're at right now if it wasn't for you. With all this, like, editing, it's a lot. Like,
yeah,
I
lot.
See the work that you do, babe. Even though you think I don't appreciate it. Of course, I appreciate it because I know it's a lot.
No, I know you
but,
do.
But, imagine if you weren't here, what would I be doing?
I mean, I'm pretty sure you will figure it out.
So I'm pretty sure somebody would have hit me up already. To do a podcast and they'll do all the editing, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just kidding.
Talk about no te necesito. You know who didn't necesitarnos today? Was Maria, your sister.
Bruh, poor sister.
She was mad.
We pranked my sister today. My little sister. She's not little. She's 18, but she's my little sister. We pranked her today. Literally made her think she was about to go to jail.
Yeah.
Or almost going to jail. So if you guys want to check that out, we do have it. We will have it up later on today on Lily and Bae's page. This was all Mando's idea, right?
I really loved it because I remember like when I first met you and first met your sister, nos llevamos like really like fuerte, like talking crap to each other. Like it was super, it was too much.
You see her every day.
Yeah, it was too much at one point where you told me, yo, relax. Y'all taking it too. Y'all going too hard, right?
But why? Because tu ma.
Yeah. My mom pretty much says, no se den a llevar, because one day you're going to be mad or she might be bad and then it's going to rub you the wrong way. And then that's when things go sour or south. So, but yeah, that's when you told me, you know, relax. Don't, no te lleves tanto. So that's what I did. And, now I'm like, you know what? Let's prank Maria. She was badass. So it was funny.
Yeah, it was. I didn't tell you this. I was telling my life. I hadn't heard you laugh that hard, I think, ever in my life.
No, manches.
When you were telling Miriam about it, like your plan, You were laughing so hard you couldn't even tell me what the hell you were doing. Like, I had no idea what they were talking about.
There was at one point that I, during the prank, that I had to walk away. Did you notice? I was like, I gotta go because I'm a mess this prank up. I was
cracking. Oh, you did
up.
Walk
yeah,
away.
I was like, oh my God. It was at the beginning of the prank because
like,
I had
like right away.
That was like the most important part of the prank, the beginning, make sure that everything was like, you know, going smoothly.
I forgot you walked
and I
away.
Had to walk away. But
imagine for me, I feel like you have a better poker face than me. I was trying so hard. I would look down, like keep coloring, and like I don't know. It was fucking hard, but I made it happen.
Well, at this point of view, I haven't edited the prank, so hopefully what we saw and everything went well. But I think it did. Hopefully
I think it'll be good. Yeah. So anyways. Like we were saying, we're super excited to finally be back on the podcast, which we've been back, obviously. Every weekend we bring you a podcast, but finally be at home, finally be here, chilled. Ya lavé toda la pinche ropa. Ya la casa está unpacked and everything's like in its place. I can breathe now. Because, for the past, month or two, we've been...
I would say
since tequila.
Yeah, April.
Yeah, since April, we've been kind of nonstop with random trips that were usually longer than normal. Yeah. Our usual trips, if we have to go somewhere for an influencer trip, event, something like that, we always try to leave Friday, come back Monday, like right away. Mm-hmm. Because we just have so much to do here at home. And honestly, we love being here at home. And I feel like, and I'm always saying this, we're never here, right? But this whole month, we're going to be here. Yes. And I'm excited. Yes. I'm going to deck out my backdrop.
Yes.
And,
And what? And we are halfway through the year. Halfway.
That's fucking crazy.
Month 6, June. And, I mean, I'm gonna hold y'all accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable. We said that we're going to get al 100 con la dieta, with the fitness y todo el pedo. Honestly, you guys, I'm going to be straight up honest to this camera right here. I've been slacking for the past 2-3 months, drinking beer, something I said I wasn't going to do, eating pretty bad, not counting my calories, not counting my macros correctly. But it's been a full week that I go ham. I'm going ham.
Better than me.
I'm eating really good. I haven't ate no pizza like you did this past weekend.
It fit my macros. So me vale.
So I didn't eat no pizza. I've been eating super healthy, you guys. Going to the gym pretty much every day. So right away, de volón ping-pong, my body like feels it. Like, I don't know if you notice it, but I notice it. Like, I feel like my body already, hasn't even been a full week.
Can I ask you something? I've never asked you this, especially live.
Oh, man.
What do you think it is? Because you go from, Mando is really, really good at staying on it. Uh-huh. But then when you go bad, like you do bad, yeah, you know? Yeah. And I feel like you've been working out on and off, like from the first time that you lost weight for like, what, like 10 years?
Yeah.
So why do you always like go backwards so much? Not like one step back. You'll go back like 2-3 steps.
Yeah, I could never like stay on for like 2 months or a month or not. But even.
I will say this time you got back on it faster on your own.
On my own.
Without me bitching. Mm-hmm. Right? And it was only like, let's say a two month period from April to now.
April, pretty much all May.
I don't think on April. Ending of April to right now.
Yeah, because before Peras Noches,
basically,
we did on point.
Yeah. Actually, no, we were not good before the wedding. We were not good.
We're not?
Damn. No, so I would say all of April, you're right.
So 2 months of like nonsense, right?
Yeah, because I'm not gonna lie, we have a healthier lifestyle, meaning for the majority when we're here at home we try to be super super healthy, and we're all guilty of taking a step back sometimes, you know, going like bad, you know, having a bad week, a bad couple weeks, or I had a few more cheat meals than I should have, right? But like, no, like sometimes like Mando will have a cheat meal and some beers.
Yeah.
And to me, like once he has beers,
yeah,
es que le vale madres.
Yeah,
like, and right?
Like, 100%.
We've told ourselves, you guys know we like to drink.
Mm-hmm.
We love beer. Okay, that one a pinche Modelo, like super, super cold with the lemon, bitch. and salt, please. But anyways, we love beer, but we've noticed that Mondo and I have a gluten intolerance, and beer fucks us up. Yes, I think, or no?
Beer has like the most gluten anything.
Yeah, I feel like that beer completely main fla. Mondo could drink. Mondo could be healthy a whole month, like whole month, 2 months, 3 months, super healthy. And if he goes 1 weekend of drinking beer, like, it's a wrap.
It's game over. My body changes.
His body changes, his face, like, it looks super swollen. So that's why I know when he's drinking beer, es que ya te valió. So what do you think it was or what?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that we got to figure out. Well, I have to figure out on how not to just throw everything to the trash.
Because, again, I don't bash nobody for nothing. If he really wants a beer here and there, it's fine. Everything in moderation is fine.
Yeah.
But it was like a 2 month span of drinking. And now, don't think drinking a lot. Not that he gets drunk or anything like that, but being down to drink. Like, if my uncle offers him a little beer, se la toma, we're on a flight, he grabs a beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like.
Yeah.
And usually, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're the type that, well, I'm the type. You said you were too. I'm the type that if I'm going to drink, is to get hammered.
Yes me. And no. Yes
si no,
and
no. Quiero no,
that's
tomar.
You. That's you. Nah,
nah, I don't want. You. I don't want to fuck up my calories just for one beer. Que no me va a hacer nada. So I'd rather eat. Like, I'm going to Jaripeo. I'm going to go get lit. I'm going to a wedding. You know, we're let's say tequila vacation. Like, of course, those 3-4 days we're going to be going in. But the after, the during the 2 months, that's where I'm like.
Not us having a full, like.
I know, right? We're just trying to figure ourselves out right now.
But let's be honest.
Like, what do I do?
I feel like right now, like during the podcast, that's like when we talk the most to each other because we have nothing else to do. You can't really grab your phone. I can't grab my phone. I can't that's work true. On my laptop. So like,
I can't
we're
watch
full
my
attention.
Shows on Netflix.
So thank you guys for watching our convivio here because, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something I got to figure out. I got to figure that one out for sure.
Both of us.
To stay dedicated. I think the number one, like you said, is beer. So if I just stay away from beer and if I really, really have to or want to drink, just take a fucking shot.
Yeah,
you know?
If Mondo were to stay away from beer, I think he...
Yeah,
he,
it's game over.
But at first, it would be like, football season is here. Yeah. I don't care. I'm going to drink. I'm good all year, but then football season is here.
Nah.
But it's not football one day. It's football Thursday night, Sunday nights, and Monday nights every week for how many months?
Like 5 months at
least. Half of the year.
Yeah, of the
so
year.
I would literally
August
look.
To February.
And I kid you not, that was his excuse,
yeah,
right?
That was my excuse. I was like, no, it's football season. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Me le valía madre, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then he did it himself. He was like, okay, I can't.
Fuck
obviously.
Football.
No,
fuck
obviously.
No, I'm just kidding.
He had like a little wake up call. Mm-hmm. And you were like, yeah, I can't do beer. He'll still have like a cocktail. Cocktails don't inflarlo, don't make him look any different than when he drinks beer. No. But it's the beer. Whenever we drink beer, like los inflamos, like machine, like double.
Yeah.
Like we'll look double our fucking size, like real quick.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So imagine it being that plus random little weekends throughout the year that we leave somewhere, like you're really not giving it up. So I'm happy that you agree with me. Yeah, okay. Moving on,
babe. Let's talk about this later tonight. We can talk about this on.
I know. It's because we're always trying to better ourselves. Always, and forever.
So yeah, hopefully this talk helped you guys out because I know we all want to look better. And what better time to look better right now than the summer? I mean, I want to go out there, sun's out, guns out, take my shirt off, y todo el pelo. But talking about the sun, are you related to the sun, babe?
No.
You know why? You know why I ask?
Why, babe?
Because every time you come around, you brighten up my day.
Oh, my God.
What up? Dad jokes are back, buddy. Let's get it. Welcome to episode 42 of the TCR podcast. Full energy. It's 11 at night, but aquí andamos con todo menos miedo. And I'm sorry, once again, we did not post on Tuesday. This has been maybe the fifth time in 42 episodes that we don't post on Tuesday, that we post on Wednesday.
And this time it was actually our fault.
This one was actually our fault.
Every other one is because we're on a flight or something. Yeah.
This one we like literally slacked off. Lily Bay was on the couch watching Netflix. I was like, babe, let's go record. She was like, I was like, so I'm sorry. We slacked off. I'm sorry, but guys. We have not missed 1 week of posting.
That's
We've
true.
Been 42 weeks dedicated 100% on That's the podcast. True. So we're happy. We actually hit, wait, let me check right here just to make sure. We actually hit 23K subscribers Sheesh. On YouTube today. So thank you guys for hitting that subscribe button.
Thank you all so much for always showing support, because it doesn't go unnoticed. You guys, every time we see you guys, like Mando said not too long ago, one of the first thing you guys say is, oh my God, we listen to your podcast. And that hits a different. It hits different ears. Because it's like, damn, you don't get sick of me all day.
And one thing that this podcast has helped me is just being better talking on camera. Having a full combo with somebody, which I can always do, but I feel like I could speak longer, better words, word myself instead of going a million circles. I'm able to talk better. So that's where I'm at today. So I'm grateful that you guys are supporting this podcast, because it makes me better. And hopefully it brings light to your day. It brightens up your day. And
I just realized something. Ahorita que dijiste that we hit 23K. We hit 100K on our YouTube, right? Which I think we talked about.
I don't think so, babe.
Oh, well, we hit 100K. I'm sure a lot of you guys know on our Lily and Bay YouTube channel. And we got the plaque like a month and a half ago.
Let's say a month.
Mando was so hyped about this plaque, okay? Can't wait to get it, post it, take a picture, like the whole spiel. Bro, it's been sitting there for a month.
And I'm not gonna lie,
it's because we've been so busy, bro. Right?
I'm not gonna lie. All right,
I hate this.
Two parts.
I'm
to
just
this.
Kidding. I don't hate it, guys.
Two parts. We're still gonna post a picture. We still have to post a picture.
Let's do
on
it
Instagram.
Tomorrow.
We gotta take a picture. We gotta make sure that we post it to celebrate, because you, out of anyone that I know, you tell your friends and followers to celebrate every milestone. See or no? I think even Juani tagged you on something and said, you know, celebrating every milestone. So why aren't we celebrating this huge ass milestone? Something
you
that I've been
literally
super...
said you were going to get a banda and everything. All right,
whatever. We haven't celebrated, so let's celebrate it. Let's at least post it, you know? There's another part to this. I'm not going to say names. I went to this YouTuber's house or wherever, right? And they had a plaque there. The plaque was the million. Damn, I should have never said that. The plaque was a plaque, right? And I'm like, what's in there? And they were like, oh, it's a plaque. I was like, oh, shit, can I see it? He's like, yeah, look at it. It's been sitting there for
months.
I'm like, bro, what the fuck? If I get that, I'm fucking putting it in the fucking middle of my living room. And I didn't say that, right? But I'm saying it in my head. I'm fucking doing the most, but now I see it. Like,
yeah. Like, it's because everybody's
just so
busy,
dog.
Yeah.
Just so
busy. Let's do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be our content day.
Content day.
Right? So
not us organizing our life on the podcast again.
That, pa que vean. Like, we got to get our life together too, you know? Not everything's, like, como dicen, butterflies and flowers whatever. Tomorrow, content day, but my content day is también getting ready, obviously, okay. But I'm going to be gym ready.
Okay.
Is that fine? So after our content day, we go to the gym or no?
No.
I don't know why I'm always thinking about gym first. So get ready, and then we'll
We'll
go
figure
to the
out
gym?
The gym at night. Don't worry.
Okay. Anyways, and then we'll take the picture.
Don't worry. Be happy. But yeah, so I should get a haircut, and I got a dentist appointment at 10.
You should have done that today.
Should have, could have, but didn't. But no pasa
nada. Well, you're not going to get it tomorrow unless you're super early.
Moving on, guys. We'll definitely figure out.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay, yeah.
Let's get into today's subject. Babe, it's the summer. It's summer break. All the teachers are out of school. The kids are out of school. They graduated. Everything's all fine and dandy. But now that we're into the subject of school, I want to ask you, do you remember your favorite teacher in school?
In high school, yes. That, I do.
No, of all time. Like high school, middle school. Like you have to have one. I'll let you think. My favorite one was my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Leon. He was super cool because I remember one thing about him is that he had very high expressions about everything. When he read this book to us, he would read a book to us at fifth grade. He read the book Holes. Do you remember that book?
Yeah.
He pretty much would read like the book, the whole thing, and play everyone's character with a different voice. I thought that was badass.
What? That
was badass. And he was like, I think he was like Puerto Rican or maybe Mexican. I don't remember exactly what he was, but he was a Latino. He'll like show that same vibe. So I still remember Mr. Leon. If you're watching this show, Mr. Leon, shout outs to you.
Have you looked for him?
I have not looked for him.
You should look for
him. I'm going to look for him. I'm going to look for you on Instagram or on Facebook. Maybe Facebook, right? Because they'd be on Facebook.
Pues yo no sé.
Or maybe on TikTok now because all the grown-ups are on TikTok now. Guys, comment down below if your mom is on TikTok. Just comment down below because my mom's on TikTok. Is your mom on TikTok?
Yes, my mom's on everything.
You know who's on TikTok? Paulina's mom. She's like, yo veo todo en TikTok. So yeah, TikTok. Yeah. Comment down below if your mom's on TikTok. Well, go ahead, babe.
It's hard because I had a few.
All right, give me one or two, Wes.
Okay, one of the ones that I guess I can put out there first is Miss Ruiz, right? She was my cosmetology teacher in high school. Fun fact, I got my cosmetology license right after high school. But I only used it like 2 years and then... That's it. Then I didn't. It wasn't my thing, right? But anyways. So the reason why she stands out is because she was also Latina, but she did have favorites. Like for sure, had favorites, and we were her favorites.
Who's we?
Me and a few of my friends. So she would let us like come into class. So basically, her class was right outside the lunchroom.
Okay.
And instead of us having breakfast in the morning, we would go into her room. Like, she'll let us in, and we could do our makeup, our hair, use the tools. Dope. Like, finish getting ready there.
So you'll be al cien.
Oh, yeah. Super
every day
al cien.
In school. You have no excuse.
Yeah, no. Not like, happy for longa. But back in the day, girl, I would be fixed up. But anyways. And not only that, when she knew it was going to be a boring class, she would tell us to go to the back room, and she'll give us, like, little tasks to do. So it was like just putting little things away or whatever, which was way better than book work. And then she'll always send me with like my whatever little bestie I had in the class. That way we're like chit-chatting and not really working.
Oh,
you know?
That's cool. That's cool.
So yeah, that was my favorite teacher. One of my favorite
Wait,
teachers.
Wait, what grade was this?
This was all high school, so 9 through 12, yeah.
There you go.
And she lives in West Tampa.
Oh, have you seen her recently?
I do randomly see her like at Walmart and CVS, random, like probably... Maybe like 2 or 3 times since.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Comment down below. Second time I use this comment down below today.
Yeah, babe. Don't overuse it.
Okay. Comment down below your favorite school teacher and why. I just want to know. I just want to read the comments. Yeah. I'll go ahead and comment. But all right. On to today's subject. Summer activities. What should we do this summer? Give us some ideas, some concepts of what people should do this summer. If like... You know, they got the kids. They don't want to waste a lot of money, but they want to do something. What would you recommend someone
okay,
to
not
do
a lot
summer?
Of money.
Yeah.
And kids.
Kids, yeah. Let's right? say you got like 3 kids or something.
Well, being here in Florida, one of the, I feel like we have a lot of things we could do out here for free. The beach is number one for sure. All the beaches are free. Super nice, super pretty. Some of the beaches like Clearwater Beach even have playgrounds or bounce houses sometimes, little indie markets at night. They have a lot going on out there. Sometimes they have like little events with DJs and stuff. And most of it is free from what I've seen in the past. But if you guys don't have a beach because you guys don't live in Florida or whatever the case is, I would say go to Facebook events. In your area, there's always a lot going on, believe it or not. Like a lot of little markets walking around. They do a lot of little random things for kids, especially in the summer. There's a lot of like bring your kids eat free days at certain restaurants. There's also you could take them to the park. You could get a freaking lona in the backyard, throw water down it and soap, baby oil or something, and make a makeshift slip and slide and just have the kids in the back playing around, you know. But yeah, I would definitely encourage people to send their kids outside.
Yeah.
Because I feel like those were the best times when we were little. We were little, like playing around outside. There was always something to get into or something to do, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like nature, there's so many things to do and it's free. So just get out. Yo, but let's talk about what we used to do in the summer.
Sheesh.
Let's go.
A ver, a ver.
We used to go to Mexico for the summer. Yeah. And we used to take a whole road trip from Florida to Mexico, to Guanajuato. Yeah. That literally takes 3 days to get there. Mm-hmm. And
correction, my dad would do it in 32 hours nonstop. I'm just saying, I mean, to Guanajuato.
I think your dad's a crackhead for that. But I feel like those were the best times because, obviously, yes, I remember what we used to do in Mexico and everything, but mm-hmm. it's just about, like, the full experience of road trip, chilling with my brother literally for 3 days yeah. and sister. Like, you remember
eating
those,
all the chips.
And yeah, the road trips were amazing. So I feel like a road trip is cool. I mean, it might be a little expensive with the gas y todo el pedo, but a road trip is cool. Like, you kill, like, 3 days yeah. in the road. So yeah. like, that helps a lot.
I would say for sure if your kids are bigger, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not like toddlers.
Remember we took wild. Luna to Texas and she was like a few months?
Yeah, she was good, though.
Thank God she did it good.
She was really good.
So, yeah, we used to go to Mexico también for the summer to Guanajuato. And like I said, my dad would drive straight there. But I do remember those trips because it was super fun. One, because I've said in the past, my dad was super strict with how we ate, believe it or not, random. He wouldn't let us eat junk food, chips, soda, none of that, right? Candy, especially. So when we were on road trips, that was like our one time that he would let us get That's whatever it. We wanted from the gas station. So you already know.
He didn't want to hear y'all
complaining that yeah. we're hungry, none of that. He didn't want to hear nothing. So he would be like, Dale, whatever y'all want. So I remember that being like the highlights yeah. of, that was only when we were little, of course. Yeah, once we got into like our maybe like late middle school years, he really wasn't as strict with us. But yeah, that number one. Number two, just being in Mexico is a whole different yeah. vibe. I remember like there's really nothing to do, especially in the rancho. But the few days que hay fiestas, there's enough people that come down and they just make it fun. There's always something to do in La Placita, even though you're just hanging out with your friends doing nothing. But it's just fun compared to being at home watching TV, yeah. right? Because what?
No, go ahead.
Oh, because in Mexico, you walk outside, you basically, in my rancho at least, you know everybody. And here we walk outside, we don't know nobody, you know? Unless you're raised in a neighborhood where they're super, super, you know, yeah. like a community super involved and, you know, everybody knows each other. But aquí, nadie.
Well, no, I remember that road trip that I'm talking about, going to Mexico from Florida, halfway to Mexico, which is pretty much in Houston, the AC of the car blows out, right? Which is no AC Bruh. In the car, right? Mm-hmm. So we're probably passing Houston. By the time we get to San Antonio or something like that, it's like 2-3 hours in. The more you get into Texas, the harder it gets. So now imagine no AC, 2-3 kids in the back, an old school car. Not old school, but like, you know, not the newest car. And then me, my brother, and my sister just like fighting or, you know, disagreement.
Yeah, we're hot.
It got my mom so frustrated. She like told us to shut up at one point and we didn't. And she grabs a water bottle or whatever it was, something like that, and just beats the shit out of all three of us. We didn't say a word for the rest of the road trip, bro.
Good, para que se les quite.
But that sucked. Like the AC blown out, like, obviously, you know, you put the windows down, but after a while, that gets annoying. Yeah. And then, obviously.
That's crazy. Where were y'all when it blew out?
In Houston. So, we're going.
Halfway there.
But I feel like it got fixed. I don't remember exactly what happened, but that's the highlight that I remember. But then at one point, obviously, we get to traffic. So now we're in gridlock traffic, nowhere to move. It's probably like 105 degrees, and we're sweating. Oh, my God.
How old were you?
I was probably like 10, like Camila's age.
I'm dead.
I was sweating, boy. I was sweating bullets.
Hell yeah, you were. Y'all probably stink, too.
But, yeah, that was crazy. That was a fun summer. I mean, it's just summer.
Yeah. I mean, my dad in Mexico would make us sometimes go with my dad's sister is a teacher, and he would make us go to school. Not always, sometimes. Because over there, it's not summer for them. They still have yeah. school, you know? Yeah. So he would be like, váyanse a la escuela. And we'd be like, bruh. Yeah.
For real. That's lit.
But it was fun because all the kids would be like, oh my God, you know, they're not from here. You know, they'll ask us all the questions. Yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all we did every summer growing up, just Mexico. And as soon as we got back, maybe a few weeks later, bam, right back to school.
But yeah, you guys, if you guys weren't feeling our summer stories, we actually got on Instagram and asked you guys to send us crazy summer stories. And I'm excited to read them because I haven't even like dived in there. So I'm excited to see what you guys told us. We actually asked you guys to send us some voice audios too so we could hear them. It's going to be funny. So right after the break, we're going to go into that and we'll see you guys in 2 seconds. All right, you guys, and we're back on part 2, episode 42. Too many twos, me and Lily, 1, 2.
Did you take a hydrating salud? No, an energy salud or no?
I did take an energy.
I could tell. Mando is full of energy. It's about to be midnight y anda al cien saso, Mando.
Well, yeah, I have no other option. Like I said earlier, I got to edit this podcast still.
That's true.
Have it up before 9 a.m. You guys watching it right now?
Is that the time you promised them? 9 a.m.
9 a.m. every Tuesday.
Yo bien dormida esa hora.
9 a.m. every Tuesday on the Eastern, but 6 a.m. on the Pacific. So you already know we got to make sure we got the podcast ready for you guys for your morning drive. So hopefully you guys enjoy this podcast as much as we enjoy making this podcast happen. But let's get into it. You guys sent these audios. They're super hilarious. I already heard one. You ready?
Yeah.
This comes from you thought I was gonna say who? We said we're going to leave it anonymous.
I was like, what?
All right, let's go.
So when I was 23, I'm 32 now, I met some stranger off of Tumblr. I went all the way from Texas to California to go meet him. I got so drunk that night because I was so nervous, and I ended up destroying my aunt's restroom. I clogged her toilet. I threw that little toilet roll holder thing down the toilet. I tried to flush it down. I don't know why. But yeah, I had to get a plumber to go out the next day. I had to pay for it. My poor aunt, I swear, she probably had a heart attack and she was probably like, ¿Por qué dejé esta muchacha quedarse aquí conmigo? But yeah, it was wild. I ended up staying in a relationship with that guy for 2 years, but we broke up because of the distance.
Aw, that's crazy. She said she threw up or what was it in the toilet?
She threw something in there and it clogged it. But I don't know how the correlation between her meeting the guy and the tia. Like, she didn't explain that side.
Yeah.
But what I did hear...
It was probably a big embarrassment for her.
Yeah, what I did hear was that she met the guy on Tumblr. Do you remember Tumblr?
I never was really on there.
Tumblr! All right, guys. I'm going to age myself right now. Tumblr, for me, was a shit. Because it was like TikTok, but only images.
What years was this?
This was like in between MySpace and Facebook, whatever year that was. So it was dope because it was on the phone, and like you could see some high-quality images, right? Like... landscapes or whatever. But what was also cool too is that there was a lot of paisa shit on there. Like people would post like their Mexico pictures, like of a michelada with like, you know, tajin, like something
is
super
still around or no?
I don't think so. I think somebody bought it out and they tried to like bring it back to life, but it didn't work out. But yeah, crazy story. Don't be messing up your tia's restroom, bro.
Literally, I was like, se cago. Okay, how did she clog it?
Right. Ready for the next one, babe?
Yes.
9 years ago, I got invited to a wedding, and I wasn't expecting to see, like, friends from years ago. So whatever, I went with the one who was the padrino, and you know, once you're padrino, they give you a big canasta with a bottle or whatever. But anyways, at the end of the day, everybody was fucked up. I was still good. I was, you know, I was, yeah, tipsy, but not like the other girl. And, well, back then, there were a couple. So, como ella sabía back then that I used to live in New Jersey, she was like, you could sleep over my house, and tomorrow morning you could leave. So I was like, okay, that's fine with me. I was far away from my house, like an hour and a half. I think an hour later, her man got home. I don't know what happened. And they started arguing. Yo me salí del cuarto so they could talk privately. And I was like, you know what, like at that moment, I felt uncomfortable because they were arguing. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go home. And I'm just going to cab it. I'm like, fuck it. So then she called me and she was like, no, don't leave. You know, it's late and it's kind of dangerous. Like, you know, she wanted make sure that I got home safe. It's so unexplainable. Everything happened so fast. that, I mean, don't get me wrong, it was a good experience because I never expected for myself to do something like that. But, yeah, so we ended up having a threesome, which is crazy. And the next day it was like,
how she said
it. Her were like, yeah. What the hell? What happened? Like, she was fucked up. Like I said, she was like really, really fucked up. And so whatever the hell, and we kind of talked about it. And it was a whole awkward moment that I decided to walk away from it. Because like I said, before doing that, they were arguing. So the whole week afterwards, like, it was so awkward talking to them. But yeah, that was my crazy experience, which I never thought I was going to end up doing.
Wait, one more.
Bro, that was crazy.
What the hell? What the hell?
I was not expecting that to happen.
I was not expecting that to happen in your summer crazy story.
I wonder if she's still friends with them.
I don't know, but that's deep. So note to self, don't go home with the padrinos because something crazy might happen at the end of the night.
Oh, they were the padrinos.
Yeah, that's what she said because they got a bottle or I don't know what. Oh, my God.
What the hell? Wait, so what is your craziest summer story?
Fuck. I'm going to switch it back to you while I think about my crazy story because I don't have one right now that I can think
about. Like, for the most part, my whole life since the year I was born, I'm always outside, right? Like, summers, for me especially, have always been something that I'm like, it's party time. Even if I'm like, even after like school, even like once I graduated college and everything, summer has always been summer. I know a lot of people as adults, they're like, oh, it's not summer because we got to work. Like, nah, bro, I take every single second that I can of that summer and try to make the best out of it. But I feel like I don't have a specific moment because in Florida, remember, it's summer, technically summer-ish vibes here, desde like March hasta diciembre, noviembre, October, like
we only get like 3 months of like weather change. That's
like the rest max. It's all the same. So that's why it's hard for me to say for sure that any of these events that I have ever done was in June, July, right? Yeah. But I would say some of the crazy ones were literally like one time, like we're always clubbing back in the days, always clubbing, always at the Bailes, always, every freaking day almost, Wednesday through Sunday, for sure.
Okay? Back in the day.
Back in the day. Wednesday, Green Iguana. Thursday, was it Patron? Friday, La Raza. Saturday 301, Sunday Palladium, Monday the Kennedy.
Oh my God.
Hands down, right? But one of the craziest moments was we were on our way. No, we were in a baile in Apopka, Florida at Club Phoenix, right? In the baile, super lit, you know, getting lit, da 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 da, right? Me and my homie G, dog cousin, named Miriam. Ahí andábamos, we were with some friends. It was a whole group of us, right? Whole group of us. Finally, it's time to go home, right? We did have a DD. He wasn't too good with, he only talked Spanish, so he wasn't too good with like GPS and figuring that whole, he wasn't like tech savvy, basically, right? And, but he was our DD, right? So we all jump in the car. We got the music loud. We're fucking still lit in the car, singing. You already know after the baile how everybody is, right? Tell me why all of a sudden, you know, there comes a time where after a few minutes of, or, you know, 30 minutes of singing and yelling, you kind of
get tired,
die down a little bit. You're starting to get tired. And I look up and I see the next sign that was coming up on the highway said Daytona.
No manches.
I was like, where the fuck are we? So I grab my phone and I like, you know, zoom out to see where the fuck we're at. We were in Daytona already. So basically, he had wrote the address correctly, but he didn't put Tampa, Florida.
Oh, snap.
I guess since we were on that side, Daytona popped up for that address, and he just clicked it. So we went that way. Okay, so by that time, it was already like 4 a.m. or something crazy like that. And we're like, there's no way. Mind you, Tampa is on one side of the state. They told us on the complete opposite side of the state.
And a little more north, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and more north, right? And I'm like, there's no way we're going to go home right now. Because one, obviously the driver is tired. And two, we're fucking tired too, right? Summer, Daytona, anything lit by the beaches in Florida, it's pretty packed. Like, it's packed. The hotels are booked. Everything, mm-hmm. right? No hotels.
No way.
We ended up staying in a small ass, I don't know what kind of hotel it is, but like a rank-a-dank hotel. It was disgusting, okay?
Worse than the one we stayed in Nashville?
No, it was... It you was something that like one? That. It was something like that. But, that you know, I am so disgusted with insects, guys.
Which we got to talk about that hotel with right quick. But go ahead. Finish your story.
Whenever the I could, I don't know if I could like smell the insects or something. Like, I just know that there's probably roaches in there somewhere that I just get so disgusted. And like, I don't know. Right. So we ended up staying there. And the next day we were like, fuck it. We're already out here. We're already fucking what? Out here.
So, y'all have clothes or what?
No, we didn't have no clothes. We were in our heels and dresses, okay? We ended up going to, I think there was like a Dollar General right there by where we were at.
They ain't got no mama,
No,
bro.
They do. They have like
no, I believe you. You ain't got no mama for doing that, though.
Why?
No tienes vergüenza.
¿Por qué?
So you go to the Dollar General in your heels?
My heels... We didn't have no makeup wipes, nothing. When we got to the hotel, we just threw ourselves in the bed, you know? Heels, hair all, like, fucked up, greasy, you know, a hoochie-ass dress at that. Get down at the Dollar General, or maybe it was a Walmart. I don't know. I want to say it was a Dollar General. And buy, like, towels and, like, they had, like, since it was by the beach, they had, like, beachy tank tops and stuff like that. Yeah. We put that on and we went to the beach.
That's
crazy. We
were like,
fuck it. We're already out here. I mean,
that's dope. That's dope.
My prima ya tenía un hijo. So my tía was kind of mad. But we were like, fuck it. We're already over here. Let's might as well. Let's take advantage of this shit.
No wonder your tía is like she is now. Like, nah, I already put up with your bullshit. Yeah, I ain't going to put up with more of your bullshit.
With my prima now. Oh, but I have another one.
Échale. We got all day, baby.
So one day, and this is for sure in the summer. One day, my mom calls me, like, 4 a.m. She's like, Lily, I need you to go to Miami right now and take the passports to your tía. And I was like, what? Basically, my tía drove 4 hours to Miami to catch a flight to Mexico because the flights from Miami are cheaper, right? So I'm like, so she wouldn't have made it back and then gone back. But she made it early enough to where if I left from Tampa at that time, she could still have her passport.
Like, she was already in Miami.
Yeah, she was already over there.
Damn, that's crazy.
She wasn't going to have 8 hours before her flight left, but she had 4 hours to spare. She got there super early. Okay. You know Mexicans, right? So I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, te llevas a tu hermano para que no te vayas sola, but be careful.
Oh, I've heard this story.
It was one of the first times that I drove that far by myself ever, I think, in my life.
So
right?
How old were you?
I was already like 21, 22.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had just moved back to Tampa, right? So I was like, fuck it, let's go. So she gives me her card. At the time, I didn't have a job. I was working. I was in school full time, right? And I worked for my mom. So I guess I did have a job. But anyway, she gives me her card. And she's like, vete con tu hermano, vete con cuidado, pero apúrale. Like that. I was like, fuck it. We haul ass over there at 4 a.m. Literally, I rolled out of bed, went to go get the card and my brother, and we dipped, right? 4 hours later, we get to Miami airport. I give her the passports, and me and my brother look at each other like, we just made this four-hour drive over here. Do you really think? And we're Miami.
I feel like we spoke about this on the podcast already. We're in Miami. That's a good story.
I'm like,
let's do it,
bro. I'm like, I'm down to stay. If you're down to stay. He was like, fuck yeah, he missed school. Like, my mom let him miss school, you know? So we're like, fuck it, let's stay, right? We looked up a bougie little restaurant, but we thought it was bougie, but it wasn't. It was back in the day, we used to watch a show called, Guy Fieri uh-huh. show or something. So there was a restaurant down there that he like reviewed. We went to go check it out. And then we're like, should we go to the beach or not? Should we go to South Beach or not? He was like, fuck it, let's go, right? We went to a Walmart. Remember, we didn't have shit. We went to a Walmart, bought towels, a beach chair.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like everything we needed for the beach, me and my brother, with my mom's car. Cha-ching, right? We go to the beach, and when we get there, it's fucking lit. South Beach, summer lit. Yeah. Everybody's getting lit, taking shots.
They closed down the streets.
We were so used to the Florida beaches, right. Like the Tampa beaches, chill. I mean, like it's super chill, more family, nothing crazy. There's no clubs on the beach, none of that, right? That when we saw that Miami, I think it was the first time I went as an adult, like over 21. I was like, I'm not going back ever. I'm going to stay here for the rest of my life. I got my mom's card. Fuck it, right? So then it was time to eat, right? We walk up and down South Beach. There's a ton of restaurants out there. They're all fucking lit, walking up and down. Everybody is like, oh, come in. Until one restaurant tells us, because the hosts are all in the front calling people to come in. One of the restaurant hosts tells us, hey, come in. If you guys come here, it's buy one, get one free drinks, and we give you guys free shots.
What?
Yeah, and when she said, you guys, I was like, Nino, they're going to let you drink. Because mind you,
Nino's probably like 12.
No. He was
18. Let's say 18. No?
Wait, how old was Nino? Hold on. He was not of age yet, okay? But he was close, right? So we're like, fuck it, let's go. And we got in, and sure enough, they let us drink, okay? So we're like, okay, let's do this buy one, get one, right? I order it. One drink, you guys. I'm like, we'll just do one drink each, right? Here, when you do a buy one, get one, te las traen las dos a la misma vez, like at Chili's and Applebee's, right? Yeah. Or sometimes they'll pour both. It's like a bigger cup, right? So they bring us our first drink. It's this big.
Sheesh.
It's like this big from the top and this tall. But it was like a martini. So it's, you know, this big. One for me, one for him.
No manches.
Okay? And we're like, what the hell? But that shit was so good. And then they come around with the shots. So we're like, okay, you know, okay. I'm like, Nito, are you hungry? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what do you want? He ordered some mozzarella stick, like an appetizer. Six little sticks came, right? So we're eating that. We're not really hungry. We hadn't really ate. You know, we're kids. We're getting stuffed with this drink, right? And we finally finish it. And guess what? They bring us another one.
No, manches, for real.
They bring us another one the same size because it was buy one, get one free. So we literally look at each other like, no fucking way. Like, there's no way they just gave us another one, right? And we're like, fuck it, right? Fuck it. We're here. Let's drink it. We drink that one too, okay?
Blasted.
Oh my God. We drink that one too. By this time, I was already like, okay, for sure we're gonna stay. South Beach, you guys know there's a ton of hotels on the beach, like walk like for blocks and blocks and blocks. There's hotels.
Eso es lo
right?
que sobra ahí.
So I was like, for sure we're gonna stay at a hotel. The and the area that we parked in was a hotel. So in my head, I was like, okay, I'm gonna call my mom. We're just gonna stay at that hotel, and it is what it is, right? Tell me why when the tab comes out, I want to say it was like $250 for these get two drinks because it was buy one, get one, plus his little mozzarella sticks. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But now that I think about it, I'm like, okay, those big ass drinks in South Beach be like $80 each.
So they gave you four.
$80, you know? And then, también, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, you guys. We got so freaking lit. It was too much fun. My brother thought he was so grown, too. Don't do this at home. Mind you, this was years and years and years ago. So little kids, y'all can't do that shit no more, okay? Because they be checking your asses. But we ended up not getting home until the next day, and that was that. My mom did hit us up. Like, hey, ¿dónde están? ¿Están bien? And I told my mom is super cool. I was just like, yeah, we're just going to stay here for the day, you know, because. And I told her I was lit. And she was like, okay, pero ten cuidado. And yeah, that was that. But we didn't go out or nothing at night. We literally, after the restaurant, crashed. passed out.
Well, luckily your car was right there too.
Oh, yeah.
At the hotel. So you're Gucci. That's what's up.
Yeah.
There you go,
guys. That was a crazy one.
Crazy summer stories.
With hashtag at Chamoinito.
Let's do it. Comment down below your crazy summer story. Why not? I want to read it. I want to check it out. Comment down below. Babe, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Wait,
you ready for the Zodiac? Doing?
Oh, shit. Oye, ¿dónde está mi pinche crown?
I don't know. Where is your crown?
Oh, my God. No,
we're going to have to get it.
I swear.
All right, guys. We'll be right back. Let's set the vibe for the room. We'll be right back, and we'll continue this amazing podcast.
It feels good to be back. Today, I'm going to start with Gemini just because we are in Gemini season. And fun fact, all of my siblings are Gemini, guys. Yeah. I don't know how I did it, but I can't stick to that. Yeah. All right. Anyways, Gemini, be careful not to make judgments about anyone today based on first impressions or even on assumptions based on prior experiences. Some might offer you insight or advice, and it should be taken seriously, dear Gemini. Even if that person has not seemed able to provide sound guidance in the past, or your impression of that person is not that of someone who is wise or experienced, you need to listen anyway. Wisdom can come from a variety of sources today, some of which you would not have guessed. Cancer, you may feel awkward about the help someone is offering you, and because you are proud, you might be thinking about turning that help down, even though you need it. You are independent, and there are times, Moonchild, where you willingly isolate yourself because you are so fiercely independent. But this is one of those times when you should seek out help. You will not only make a tough job significantly easier, but you will also enjoy the company of someone who can inspire you and motivate you, and who you can do the same for. Leo, you are encouraged to let your more eccentric side come out and play today. And yes, you do have an extraordinary eccentric side, one that isn't afraid to dream big dreams, to come up with unique ideas, and to be creatively bold. You do hide that side of yourself sometimes in the name of the convention and fitting, because you may seem that as a way to have greater influence. But by being unabashedly different, you can be influential in more extraordinary ways. Virgo, you may believe that the first step in beginning a new and intimidating endeavor is literally the first step or the first task you have to attend to. But actually, Virgo, the first step in this scenario is accepting that you may make mistakes and forgiving yourself for them before you begin. If you start out that way, you will free yourself to try new things and to take risks you might not want to take otherwise. While mistakes and problems are bound to occur, they can't stop you if you can forgive yourself, learn, and keep moving forward.
That's dope. I like that one.
And like always, wishing you guys good health, a lot of wealth, y sobre todo, mucho, mucho desmadre.
Let's go. I get all the Zodiac signs for the week. You guys asked for it. I think it's been a whole month since we haven't done them.
Literally.
So I'm super excited to see how you guys, react to this, because we enjoy this.
Yeah, I do love Zodiac signs.
Every little piece of the podcast that we do is something that we like and enjoy. So I know you enjoy reading them, and I know you guys back home probably love listening to them, right?
But yeah. Is that all for today?
No, it's not it. I want to remind you guys that we're almost done. But
I want to
remind you guys that coming up, it's Father's Day, right? Mm-hmm. So we can't forget about the dads, man. We got to start thinking about to gift them. Just trying to get ideas of what your dad might like.
Do you have any ideas?
Start asking them. I don't.
Nada?
But I kind of do. But I want to just bring it to you guys because, man, our dads be working.
Yeah.
The dads be working. They be working hard. And, I mean, honestly, the moms get all the love.
Do you know if your parents are coming?
Yeah, I think they are. They are. So I'm excited to see my dad. He's actually retiring this year. So I'm going to have my dad.
That's crazy.
24/7. I'm super, super excited about that because I grew up with my dad working 24/7.
All day, every day.
He doesn't get no weekends off, like working 7 days straight. So his whole life was work. And now that he's able to retire, he's going to retire early, actually. He's able to retire now and like fully enjoy the rest of, you know, his retirement. So it's going to be, I'm excited for him. He looks excited.
Wait, both your parents are retiring, both of them, Armando.
Both of them. Yeah, both of them.
That's crazy.
Well, my dad is actually retiring a little early, and my mom's retiring a little extra early because she's like, you know what? My dad and my mom said, you know what? If my dad's going to retire, why would I have my wife working and vice versa? My mom's like, you know what? Fuck that. If you're retiring, I'm retiring. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to bring out the light to, you know, celebrate your parents, celebrate your dad. Give them that special day. Don't forget about them.
Be grateful if you still have them here, of course.
Yeah. So, very, 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 very important. I did jot down a couple gift guides for it, but now I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know what? It's not that great, but I'm going to give it to you guys. One of my favorite things on there is a new cologne that I had. It's YSL cologne. I'm going to put a little picture right here because I don't know exactly what it is because they sent it to me. So I don't know exactly the name of it, but I'm going to put it right here.
Yeah, he's been rocking that cologne.
It's amazing. It's a little pricey. I think it's like $160, $180. So I highly recommend that because that's something that I use. I also did a little more research. The Yeti Rhody 24, badass little cooler. Actually, it fits 33 cans in it. So
I'm gonna look it up right
now. I feel like this cooler is perfect for your dad, like if he takes it to work for the lawn chair or whatever. It's only $200 at Yeti.com, so I think that's a good one. Last but not least, I have an idea. This is my complete idea. Go to Total Wine, ABC, or something like that. And if your dad drinks tequila, there's always new tequilas out there.
There's so many nowadays.
So something between like $40 and $80, you could go to the guy there and be like, that's my budget. I want to try something new.
Or if it's more, do more, of course.
Yeah. I want to try something new with my dad and literally like grab that bottle and take it to him and drink it together, sip it, just talk about something. It might not be the greatest bottle, but it's something that you guys could experience together, a new tequila, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Like, look, bye. I found this new tequila. You want to try it with me? And yeah. You already know. One tequila, two tequila, that's three tequilas, floor.
By the end of the night, that's the best tequila you guys have ever had. So yeah. I think that's dope. And last but not least, shopguadis.com. We'll have a Father's Day sale for you guys so you guys can shop. And I'm going to put it right here for you guys early. Just put Father 2023. Sheesh. That'll be the Father's Day sale that we're going to run Father's Day
week. Yeah, I was literally going to tell you. Can you tell them the code right now?
Yeah. So I'm going to put them and make that code active for the podcast early. So if you guys made it this far, you guys are able to shop guadis.com early because we're going to launch it probably later this week. So yeah, you guys get early here on the podcast. And last but not least, something that I've been thinking about doing, but I haven't told you. This is way off subject, but I want to do some Cruda Realidad merch. Like, we did one shirt. I did one shirt.
For yourself?
Yeah, for myself. And I rocked it. People wanted it. But we didn't, like, fully do no merch for the podcast.
Oh, let's do it.
So I think something, like, with Cruda vibes and something like that. We could be so creative because with Guadis, we, like, I don't know. It's just different
vibes. I got this.
We get so creative with Cruda, anything. Like, it'll be dope. So coming soon, you guys. Cruda Realidad merch. Dope. Probably some hats, probably some hoodies. Imagine wearing a hoodie right here with this cold ass AC.
Literally, it'd be freezing.
Literally, bro. But yeah, that's my spiel for tonight.
I like that.
What do you got, babe, before we go? Anything else?
No, that was it. Yeah, like Mando said, don't forget, you guys. Desde ahorita, at least start thinking about little ideas that you could gift your dad to make him feel special on his special day. Because we're getting older, but so are they. Yeah. So you guys always try to remember that. And with that said, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Next week, literally.
Bye.
Bye. Good night. Wait, good morning. See you guys on the next one.